CRI News, this is Wen Jie. China's Hong Kong Special Administrative Region and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have announced the conclusion of their negotiations on the Free Trade Agreement and a related investment agreement. The negotiations commenced in July 2014 and were completed this July. In the next step, the two sides will sign the FTA and the investment agreement in November. Official figures show merchandise trade between Hong Kong and ASEAN amounted to over 830 billion Hong Kong dollars last year. On investment, ASEAN ranks the sixth among Hong Kong's destinations of outward direct investment, as well as the sources of inward direct investment. Latest figures show China's consumer inflation picked up last month, which was mainly driven by higher food prices. Official data show the Consumer Price Index rose 1.8% year-on-year. This is up from 1.4% in July and also marks the highest level since January. Meanwhile, Producer Price Index, which measures costs of goods at the factory gate, rose 6.3% year-on-year, fueled by rising commodity costs. The death toll from Friday's massive earthquake off the coast of Mexico has now hit 61. Power supplies have been cut off for roughly 1.8 million people in the region. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent out condolences to Mexican President Enrique Nieto. Meanwhile, Mexico City is set to be hit by another storm. Katia is currently listed as a Category 2 hurricane. It is expected to lose much of its power as it makes landfall later on this Saturday. Hurricane Irma has made landfall in the central Cuban province of Camagi. With maximum sustained winds of 250 kilometers an hour, it now moves west at 15 kilometers an hour. With this movement, the storm is most likely to impact Cuba's northern territories later. It's also expected to make a northwest turn and head to the U.S. state of Florida for a direct hit on Sunday. Over 70,000 Cubans have been evacuated from coastal areas. Irma is considered the most powerful hurricane ever recorded in the Atlantic. On its path through the Caribbean, it has turned tourist islands into emergency zones. It earlier pounded the Caribbean, causing huge losses. It's been announced China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan are going to hold trilateral talks later on this year in China. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has made the announcement following talks with his Pakistani counterpart, Khawaja Asif, in Beijing. Wang Yi says there will be three priority areas for the talks, which are strategic communication, security, and practical cooperation. For his part, Pakistani Foreign Minister Khawaja Asif says his government wants to try to improve ties with Kabul. Khawaja Asif and his Afghan counterpart, Salahuddin Rabbani, are due to meet on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly later this month. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has gone on record this week, saying his government is prepared for talks with the Pakistani side. Authorities in western Indian state of Rajasthan have imposed indefinite curfew in the regional capital after overnight clashes killed one person and injured over a dozen others. The violence was triggered late on Friday in Jaipur city following an altercation that broke out when a policeman tried to stop a couple on motorbike. The clash later escalated as the crowds went on rampage, pelting stones on policemen and setting several vehicles on fire. So far, reinforcements of police have been rushed to the area to contain the situation. The local mobile internet services have been suspended. The International Red Cross has launched a bond issue, hoping to encourage the private sector to put money into humanitarian programs in conflict zones. Red Cross officials say they hope the humanitarian impact bond will generate $27.5 million worth of financing to create three new physical rehabilitation centers in Nigeria, Mali, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Red Cross remains the world's largest provider of physical rehabilitation services in developing countries. Last year, it undertook 139 projects in 34 countries, helping almost 330,000 people with their physical disabilities. State-run Ukrainian Railways has signed a memorandum with rail operators in Georgia and Azerbaijan to increase transport cooperation along the Trans-Caspian International Transport Route. The route is part of the Belt and Road Initiative. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.